All right, getting ahead to our actual summer outlook, June, July, August. We're kind of between La Nina and El Nino, so we really don't have a signal coming in from the Pacific. That means that other factors drive the weather. Lately, we've been seeing a kind of an odd blocking pattern starting to bring the cold air down. And it looks like that general pattern may continue, but these blocking patterns are very tough to foresee more than a few weeks ahead of time. So it's kind of a low confidence summer forecast, unfortunately, in terms of how weather patterns might play out. Still, dynamical and statistical models from my former employer at the Climate Prediction Center have been consistent in forecasting a ridge of high pressure for the summer in parts of the western United States. So we may see drought lingering roughly across the western half of the country, maybe even intensifying, but it looks more optimistic as you move further to the east. Also, with El Nino coming in, that may contribute to an active southwestern monsoon. So that could bring some drought relief even into parts of the southwest, Arizona, New Mexico.